It's Thursday, June 29th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A Christian Ethiopian woman named Workatu was martyred a few months ago by her Muslim husband, according to Open Doors USA. After converting to Christianity last August, Workatu suffered regular beatings from her husband and threats from the Islamic community, eventually ending in her death. By God's grace, two of Workatu's sons have now turned to Christ, telling Christian leaders they want to know more concerning the Lord their mother worshipped. A villager and friend of Workatu has also embraced Christianity. As Joseph said in Genesis 50, verse 20, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Please pray for the conversion of Workatu's husband and this Muslim community. Three Republicans are expected to oppose the Senate health care bill that will defund Planned Parenthood for 1 year. The surprise is that two pro-life senators, Rand Paul of Kentucky and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, stated on Monday that they want, quote, more time, unquote, to discuss the bill and will not back it yet. The Worldview asked Carol Tobias of National Right to Life if pro-life advocates are happy with the bill.
There are one or two places where we're still, trying to tweak it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Overall, this is a very strong pro-life bill. It's a lot better than Obamacare. And quite frankly, if the Senate doesn't pass this bill, we are stuck with Obamacare.
Tobias also shared one big request that we could pray for as we watch the bill.
I think we should be praying that the senators who are deliberating on this bill have wisdom to know what is best for this country, including unborn children. And I would ask that also that we just pray that God's will be done.
May God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6:10. On Tuesday, Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin signed House Bill 128 into law. The legislation, which easily passed the Kentucky House and Senate, allows the state's public schools to teach courses on the Bible. Bevin signed the biblical literacy bill during a public ceremony, which was opened with prayer. A Christian preschool run by the Salvation Army in Sweden can no longer allow children to pray before meals, speak about the Bible, or say Amen, reported the Swedish national broadcaster STV. This came after education inspectors for the municipality said such religious activities violate the country's Education Act. The act forbids schools from including confessional elements in the school day. But God says in Proverbs 1:7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." Last year, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg posted he is not an atheist and religion is, quote, very important, unquote. Now, Zuckerberg suggests Facebook groups can help fill the void left by declining membership in churches and other organizations. Zuckerberg held his first Facebook community summit last week in Chicago. He told CNN Tech his company's new mission is, quote, to give people the power to build community and bring the world closer together, unquote. Zuckerberg failed to mention that the gospel is the only true basis for community. Arkansas Capitol Police arrested 32-year-old Michael Tate Reed of Van Buren yesterday morning after the man drove a vehicle into the Capitol's 6-foot-tall Ten Commandments monument, reports Arkansas Online. Reed was previously charged with destroying a Ten Commandments monument in Oklahoma. The monument was put up just this Tuesday in keeping with a 2015 piece of Arkansas legislation requiring the installation of the monument on Capitol grounds. Another Ten Commandments monument has already been ordered. VidAngel is back. After months of legal battles with Disney and other Hollywood companies over alleged copyright infringement, the movie filtering company is back in business with a new service for viewers to filter inappropriate content from Netflix, Amazon, and HBO. VidAngel is still waiting for a ruling on their appeal hearing before the Ninth Circuit Court. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, June 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.